everybody. That first piece truly tells us, make the most of this time, just like those first flowers we saw, the daffodils, which by now in Spokane are long faded. Our next piece is a rare opportunity as a choral conductor to have a student composer who has been so diligent and artful in his craft that a composition he has been working on for a long while has more than merited performance for you all tonight. So you are about to hear the premiere of a piece by one of our student composers. It's further unique, not that Nick Brockman simply wrote this for our chamber chorus, but also that its textual source is our pianist, Celeste Johnson. It's a rare wedding of poetry to music. I'd like to read the composer's note to you all, and then invite Celeste to read this beautiful poem to you. So these words are from the composer. When we are laid to rest, our spirits are freed and our bodies become one with nature. Loved ones will grieve, but with time, the beauty of nature reminds us of the celebration of life. In this piece, you will feel the balance of both tension and resolution, sadness and hope, death and life. My hope is that this piece will remind you of the beauty of life and that all those who have left us are still present and in our hearts. No one is lost when you hold them close to your heart.
If tomorrow I became a tree, then earth's moist skin would swallow me, and I would lie and wait and weep blue seeds of violets while you sleep. And lilac tentacles might weave a net I from my thoughts could cleave, and call the grayest hours done, if bark and leaf and I were one. Then through my stem tips I could sing, while light stars dreamt into my rings. If you remembered, would you cry when time forgot that I was I? If only feeling quivered air of sun drops through my greening hair, as moon years soothed this aching core by peace becoming always more. Dark's memory moved sap-like through veins till water flowed where once was pain. Perhaps at last a whole I'd be if tomorrow I became a tree.
Come to sleep.
associated with love? Well, the love song waltzes by Johannes Brahms capture many different caricature images of such love, yet it's not all rosy in this world. He draws on the texts of Daumer, of a world song poetry book. So the texts come from across Europe and Eastern Europe as well. And you'll hear there are different soloists. The soprano has obviously been had her heart broken. The alto is able to tear down palaces and walls with just one look of her eye. Yet there are some beautiful moments as well. The chorus sings about giving hundreds of thousands of kisses to one's lover as quickly and as ferociously as the waves crash upon the shore. Lots of different caricature images. This is chamber music, and uniquely, it is set for two pianists. We are so honored to be able to have Kendall Feeney joining us for this afternoon's performance. Glad to have you. You will hear each of the poems read briefly before, even though you've got the translation, it will help set the mood for each poem, and you can save your applause for the very end. For the very end, Brahms obviously struggled to find the right text because he turned to someone other than Daumer. So his text comes from Goethe, who basically says to all of us, "You muses, you artists, enough, enough with your lamenting, enough with your love-struck wishes and desires. You, artists, have the answer." Love song waltzes.
Renounce, O heart, all hope of rescue, venturing forth on love's sea. For a thousand boats are drifting, smashed, and wrecked along the coast.
Are they who gently rest on secure land able to understand you? Only he alone understands. He who drifts on the high seas, stormy desolation, miles away from shore.
Finsterer Schatten der Nacht, Vogel und Quirlengefahr, sieht vor die Tage nicht, Rossen aus sich herren, Lande, Boys, so begreifen in Schande. each hand, my fingers were covered with rings that my brother gave to me as tokens of his affection. And one after the other, I gave them to the handsome but unworthy youth.
Thank you.
Down the mountains, wave upon wave, come the rushing torrents, and I would so willingly give you 100,000 kisses.
Thank you.
I caress one maid and then another, but then I become quiet and ill. For always, always, O Nona, my thoughts return to you.
Thank you.
delightful and audacious youth. Because of you, misery has lodged itself in my poor heart. Can the sun's blaze turn into ice? Can the day change itself to night? Can the ardent human heart breathe without passionate desire? Is the field so full of light that the flower stands in darkness? Is the world so full of bliss that the heart dies in anguish?
Alternate in a loving heart. You cannot heal the wounds that Cupid has inflicted, but relief comes solely, dear Muses, from you.
Thank you.